July 31. Judges 14. Acts 18. Jeremiah 27. Mark 13. If the prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 27 takes place early in the reign of Zedekiah, verse 1, there are still years to go before Jeremiah is vindicated. At this point, King Jehoiakim and the aristocracy have already been transported to Babylon, leaving behind Zedekiah and a ruling remnant. But far from being warned by these recent setbacks, Zedekiah and the ruling oligarchy want to be heroes and take on the Babylonian might. God instructs Jeremiah to provide both a verbal warning and an object lesson, not only to Zedekiah, but also to the emissaries of the surrounding little nations and city-states, verses 1 through 3 and 12. They are all in the same boat. If they submit to the Babylonian superpower, they will be spared. If they rebel, they will be crushed and destroyed. The God of Israel is sovereign over all the nations. The pagan states would do better listening to him than to all their own diviners, pagan prophets, and mediums, verses 9 and 10. Of course, most listen to their own religious establishment. Nevertheless, after the tragic events unfolded, doubtless some individuals were a little more impressed by the God of Israel than before these events. He was the only one who had gotten the future right. For some years, I have been keeping odd essays and books that predict the future. These are written by astrologers, various futurologists, and self-proclaimed prophets. Of course, they do not all work on the same premises. Futurologists tend to project current trends into the future and infer what will take place. The best of them also make some allowances for reactions to current trends. Astrologers and self-proclaimed prophets claim some sort of external perspective. I have been keeping these projections for enough years to know that their track record is not good. Inevitably, they get some things right. They make many predictions, and they cannot always be wrong. Nevertheless, picking an essay at random out of my files, I consult what one expert predicted in 1968 regarding the state of religion in Canada in 25 years. In other words, 1993. Among his predictions, the Catholic Church will be ordaining women. Church attendance in the nation will be down by about 60%. A new Billy Graham will appear, more charismatic, more hypnotic in his sway over the masses than Graham himself. The crucial public ethical issue will not be abortion or capital punishment, but sterilization of the mentally retarded and brain transplants. And much more of the same. Many of us are familiar with the widely disseminated prophecy that predicted massive revival in the West by a set date, now long past. Brothers and sisters, do not fear them, listen to them, or respect them. Fear and hear the words of the Lord.